for that introduction.
谢谢,
I'm privileged to be here.
介绍,
we have our friends from the other church that we used to belong to, Evergreen Baptist Church, Steve and Kristen Wong and their three children.
我也有在那个长春教会里头服侍的。
I forgot I was being translated, so forget it. So after my wife and I became Christians,
自从我跟太太成为基督徒以后呢,
our first son was born, beautiful boy, David Yi.
我们就有一个孩子, David.
But we soon realized that this son of ours was profoundly mentally handicapped and autistic.
我们发现我们的孩子有一个, 身体的残障, 是 autistic.
This was back in
1975.
Additionally, we were later told that this condition would be permanent, that there is no cure. He's going to be autistic for life.
就发现原来这个残障呢是一生之久的。
But a lot of bad and even tragic things happen to families who are devoted to Christ.
发现呢就是有些信徒呢也碰到这样非常的难处。
So how do you explain these bad things happen to good Christians when we think the Bible tells us God loves His people?
但是圣经不是告诉我们上帝爱我们祝福我们的为什么这些侍奉主的弟兄姊妹也会碰到这样的难处呢?
Have you ever asked yourself, why does God seemingly bless some people more than He blesses others, or why do bad things happen to good people?
那为什么好像神对某些人好像爱多一点，对一些服侍主的弟兄姊妹好像没有那么，还是碰到这样的困难呢？
So we are often faced with questions. Life is not fair.
我们感觉到好像不公平啊，生命生活是公平的了。
Does being a Christian in life guarantee or ensure God's blessings on yourself?
如果我们信耶稣，是不是我们一生就平安无事，什么事情都不会？
How do you define what is a blessing?
神的祝福究竟是怎么回事呢？
How do you know that God is in control of all things that happen to your life?
我们怎么知道神在我们生命的每一个方面都在掌管呢？
For example, we live in a land of abundance. Our children have no idea what life is like in China or India. Does God love Americans more than He loves Chinese people or people from Africa?
我们知道我们生活在一个丰富之地，就跟在中国大陆，在跟非洲那个生活就很不一样了。那神是不是同样爱那些在生活艰难当中的朋友呢？
A bigger question is, does it make a difference how you live your life on earth after you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior?
自从你信耶稣以后，你的生活是不是都改变了呢？
One of the questions I always had about Christianity is it seems too passive, too simple. All you have to do is go to worship and you just accept Jesus Christ as your Savior.
我们的信仰是不是单单接受就不用做什么了呢？
But the Apostle Paul in the Bible puts it this way. He said we should look at life as running a race. In fact, we should look at it as running a race in order to win.
但是使徒保罗告诉我们，我们的信仰生活应该是向一个赛跑，而且呢是要得胜的。
Does it matter if we are lazy Christians or if we are cavalier Christians? Does that matter to God? We are saved by Jesus anyway.
是不是我们做一个普普通通的基督徒，还是我们要做一个很敬虔的人，有不同呢？
This morning I would like to answer that question, and I'd like to, in the process, tell you how it has helped me to handle issues that come into my life more intelligently and more importantly with a sense of purpose.
那我希望今天早上我能够回答你这个问题，而且呢也特别在我身上怎么样解决这个事情。
I have a crazy name for this concept,
and I call it, 有一个很特别的名字为今天的讲题。
This is God's handicap system.
残障的系统。
Understanding God's handicap system has helped me to understand when bad things come into my life, when arbitrary things come into my life, and help me to understand the role this plays in my growth.
这个题目呢，帮助我能够明白生活里头的种种事情不同的发生。
My underlying thesis is this.
我后面的那个思想是这样的。
Our behavior this side of heaven gets evaluated by God and has ramifications in eternity.
我们的生活在这个世代呢，有一个不同的观点在神的角度去看。
This evaluation of our behavior in life is not done on an absolute basis, but done according to a handicap system.
我们的生活呢，不是根据一个普通的情形就好，其实是好像我们是一个残障人士所遇到的情况一样。
Let me pray.
让我们一起献上祈祷。
Father, we dedicate this message to you and ask you that everything that these our congregation understands is from your will and for your purposes.
上帝，求你垂听我们，让我们这个会众能够明白你今天要向我传讲的信息。
In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
奉主耶稣基督圣名祈求。Amen.
Now, on the dictionary, I look up the word for definition of handicap, and it says this.
我从字典里头查那个残障是什么意思。
It comes from a race or contest in which disadvantages are imposed on contestants of superior ability and advantages are given to those of inferior ability so that each contestant may have equal chance of winning.
就是在一个比赛里头，就残障人士跟健康人士一起比赛，然后那残障人士呢，就给他们一个什么一点特权，让他们可以在一个公平的情况一起比赛。
So to make a contest between two unequal players fair, certain advantages should be given to weaker players, and certain burdens or penalties put on superior players, so either player has an equal chance of winning.
就是让那些越者就有更有一点好处，让他们可以跟那个强者在同一个同有机会得到胜利。
For example, if we go to church picnic and there's a race.Between a pastor's son, Chris, and me, a 78-year-old man, he has stronger young legs, I have old, weak legs. How can we make this race fair?
比如说吧，我们去教会旅行，然后呢，我就跟牧师的儿子、杨牧师的儿子一起赛跑。那我已经是78岁了，怎么能够跟那个年轻人一起跑呢？
So, according to the handicap system, maybe we'll make Chris wear a backpack full of watermelons.
那这样呢，根据这个残障系统里头呢，就让牧师的儿子、杨牧师的儿子背后呢就背一个大包，里头呢装满了西瓜。
Or to understand more situations.About the handicap system, let me give you two analogies.
那我们再用两个比喻。
Life is like a card game.
那就好像一个牌的游戏吧。
We all get different pie to play.
那我们都有不同的牌。
And when you think about a lot of things in life about us, we have no choice. We have no chance.To vote on.
我们发现我们生活很多事情我们是没有选择的权利的。
So this game is different than most games in that the score is determined not by how many good cards you happen to get, but rather by how you play the hand that you receive.
那就不是根据你的牌是好还是坏来确定你的胜跟输了。
The best real life example of this is a game called Contract Bridge. And for contests to determine the champion, they play a game called Duplicate Bridge. Everybody plays the same hand, and they judge you by who plays the hand the best.
那就有两个游戏嘛，桥牌，一个是 contract bridge， 一个是另外一个。
Ironically, one of the best opportunities to win a contract bridge tournament is when you get a bad hand.
如果在 contract bridge 那个桥牌里头呢，就如果你的牌呢都是坏的，可能你的赢的机会还是很多的。
When you do something great and win with a bad hand, that is when you get the most points in this tournament of contract bridge.
就是当你的牌是最烂的，而且呢你能够胜出，那你得的分数呢就最高了。
And so it is with God and the cards that He deals you in the hand of life.
就好像生命里头神所给个人有不同的牌一样。
All the things that happen to us are all the characteristics we have. These are neutral. They don't mean God's favor or they don't mean God's disfavor.
就是所有发生在我们身上的事情不是说神喜欢我们或是神不喜欢我们。
I have a son who was born mentally handicapped and autistic, but it does not mean that God does not love him more.
我有一个孩子，他是有残障的，但是不是说神不喜欢他，神其实是蛮爱他的。
Instead, every circumstance that comes into our life should be viewed as a test or challenge given to us by a loving God who wants to see our response to what He gives us.
神所愿意见到的是我们对他给我们的不同的环境，我们怎么去回应他。
Our job is not to worry about the hand that's been given to us in life, whether good or bad, but our job instead is to play the hand to the best of our abilities and to the glory of God.
我们的需要关心的不是我们手上的牌是什么，而是怎么样让我们手上的牌用得最好、最合适。
Let me give you another analogy, a way to think about the handicap system.
那我再用另外一个例子来说明。
Life is like this fraction.
我 们的生我们的生活呢，就好像这个圣经，
life
这个数学的工程式
is made up of what God gives you or the cards you deal you in life, and secondly, what your response is to the cards you have been given.
就是神所给你的啊，跟你的回应啊，这个。
We all play the same hands. We all have different gifts from God, different circumstances.
我们都有不同的恩赐，我们都有不同的情况。
So the value of our life can be expressed with a formula: N over D equals Q.
我们看看这个公式啊，是 Q 一啊就等于。N over D.
So your life should be seen as a relationship which can be expressed as a fraction or a numerator over a denominator. N numerator over D denominator. And that relationship is what God looks at, the Q, quotient factor.
神是要我们看那个一个正比啊，就是啊我们的。
For example, 4 over 7 is greater than 4 over 8, right? But 5 over 8 is greater than 4 over 7.
那四七分四跟六分七就不同了。
One of these numbers represents God, everything that God gives you in life, including all circumstances, all gifts that come your way. And the other number represents your response to these circumstances.
一个是神给我们的恩赐跟环境，一个是我们的回应。
Which one is which? Which is which?
哪一个是哪一个呢？
But the point I'm making is that your final score or your quotient is a value, is a ratio. It's a combination of N and D. What you do with what you are given.
那我发现那个 quotient 就是那个级啊，就是从我们所得到的跟我们回应的一个比例。
The more D you are given, the more N you need to give back just to stay equal.
就是神给你的 D 是多少，你的回应 N 也要更多。
D represents the hand you get dealt in the game of life.
D 就是 D 就是神给你的。
Things like your basic intelligence.
就好像你的智慧程度
，your physical appearance，
你的外表
，kind of family you get born into，
你的家庭
，all these are dealt to you， given by God， you have no decision on it。
这些呢都是神给你的，你没有话可说。
My son David， the guy here that's yawning， is someone with a very low D。
我的儿子呢就得到了赛人，一般来看好像他的地呢就很小了。
I his father don't expect that much from him.
那我作为一个父亲，对他的要求就跟其他的小朋友就不太一样了，就低一点了。
David's sister, her name is Christy. She went to Harvard.
她的姐姐呢叫 Christy 呢，她到
She was born with very high D value.
她的聪明呢就特别高，她也在一个名校哈佛大学。
So as she was growing up, to keep her motivated, she had to realize to return a much higher N than her brother because she has born with a much higher D.
那我对他的要求就高了，而且我也要想办法怎么让鼓励他。
I showed her from the Bible, Luke 12, verse 48.
我就告诉他，路加福音十二章四十八节。
To whom much is given, much is expected.
多给谁，就向谁多取；多透谁，就向谁多要。
I look around this room, this is a Chinese church.
我发现这个是一个中国人的教会。
We have been given good education, good brains, good health, good opportunities in this country to make money. We have freedom to worship. We have access to the Bible. We attend good schools. God expects more from us than the
average. 赚钱能力是蛮高的，生活也过得去。那神对我们的要求应该是多一点吧
？We enjoy a standard of living that is far above 90% of all the people in the country of China。
我们发现我们的生活标准呢，跟中国大陆那个生活的情况呢是高。很多了，是90%比他们高了。
Let me give you some secular examples of how handicapping is used in secular life.
我们看看在那个一般社会里头，在那个世俗的社会里头，怎么看这个情形
？Handicapping is common in life.
残障是很常见的。
In American sports, there's always what we call differentials. For example, in football,
比如说在篮球这个比赛里头。
For example, today when the Los Angeles plays Detroit, the Rams are 3.5-point underdog to the Detroit Lions.
在昨天的比赛，那个 Rams 有差不多三分低于在比较是弱势的群体喽。
So God also uses a handicap system to evaluate your level of how you play the game of life.
那神就用一个系统来评估啊，你在生活里头对他的回应。
So in golf, for example, if a person with an 18 handicap plays a person with a lower handicap, that person must give the number of strokes in order to make the contest fair.
那如果在歌以夫球这个比赛里头，一个有残障人士的情形跟一个没有残障的人士就有不同了，神的安排就应该不同了。
Horse racing has handicap races.
就赛马也有残障人士的赛马，残障需要马一个比赛。
Stronger horses are given heavy saddlebags to wear, and weaker horses have less weight to carry.
如果是一个强壮的马，那个他要负的那个马鞍是比较重的。一个残障的马呢，他马鞍就比较轻。
In the Chinese game, 围棋 the English name is Go.
我们中国的围棋。
My cousin is such a good player that he usually gives 16 tokens to his opponent.Before the game begins, just to make the game equal. That's how good he is. That's the handicap system.
我的外甥呢，他在这个棋艺上是什么都高，他就叫对手啊，你先下17粒那个棋子，我才下。
The SAT test has a handicap system.In that, if you are diagnosed learning with a learning disability, you get more time to take the test.
在那个 SAT 那个考试里头，如果你是证明是有残障的，那你就有更多的时间去考试。
If you speak Putonghua, you come from Beijing, 没有什么特别，没有什么。Special meaning because you come from China.
如果你从北京来，那你说普通话就一点都不出奇了。
But if you speak great Mandarin and you are a 外国人 or 外国 then you should be impressed.
但是如果你是外国长大的，而且是那个
This evaluation comes from, is based on handicapping.
这个就是这个我们的那个所讲的一个残障的系统，残障人士的系统。
Just as life instinctively goes to a handicap system to ensure fairness in life's choices.
就我们可以从这个系统里头看到神怎么样安排那个残障人士也得到他们的公平的对待。
So also, God uses a handicap system to ensure fairness to us when He evaluates us in judgment when we enter eternity.
那从他永生的角度来看，当然我们进永生的时候，神也要这样来评估我们。
This principle is important to understand for those of us who have a tendency to complain about lack of gifts, lack of abilities. I don't have what you have because it's all handicapped by God.
那个就可以解释，我们有一些人呢，就碰到的都是困难，都是倒霉的事，怎么办呢？
Once we understand the principles of handicapping, as Christians, we learn to be grateful for the hand God has dealt to us and trust Him in to handicap our response to every situationthat He brings into our life.
那如果我们明白这个系统呢，当我们碰到困难的时候，我们就有一个好比较好的回应了。
I think this is the meaning of responding in faith to all circumstances that God gives us.
我觉得这个就是我们那个信心回应的方式。
Let me give you some real life examples.
让我举一些生活的例子。
There's a New Testament slave.
有一个奴隶。
And many who came to Christ in the first century were New Testament slaves. They have no option to go to seminary or change their job. They have to continue to work as slaves.
在教会第一世纪的时候，有一些做奴隶的就没有机会去念书，没有机会去更好的准备自己。
So if you read Philemon and the pastoral epistles, even Colossians, it seems Apostle Paul is indifferent if you are born in life as a slave.
但是当我们读哥罗西书的时候，保罗就说到，我们做奴隶的，在神的眼光当中呢，是没有分别的。
It doesn't matter, nor does it mean anything in life if you are born a slave.
就算是你是一个奴隶，在神的眼光当中，神还是看你就好像普通一个人一样。
There's two ways to play this hand if you get dealt to be a slave.
有两个方法可以解决，可以了解这个事情。
You have bitter resignation, bad attitude, because you think as a Christian you should become a free man.
一个是你觉得很不开心，就是因为你觉得神没有给你应该有的公平。
Or you can live life with a hope-filled attitude to and live life to the glory of God.
另一个方面呢，是你的生活是充满希望，你觉得前面还是好的。
Paul says in the Bible of Colossians, whatever you do, consider your work as unto the Lord. You should do your work unto Jesus, for it is the Lord Jesus Christ whom you serve.
哥罗西书保罗就告诉我们要好像坐在基督身上的一样待你的主人。
Maybe the best card to pull in life is the life of a slave.
那最好的一张牌呢，就是如果你真的在生活里头是做奴隶的。
Because at least you would understand your relationship to God better.
那你就可以明白你跟主的关系是怎么回事了。
The only way to understand your relationship to God is you are a doulos in the Bible, or bond servant, a slave.
你做成你的身份是一个奴隶，但是圣经里头不是说我们都是神的奴隶吗？
John MacArthur wrote a book about our Christian identity. He titled it Slave.
John MacArthur 就写了一本书，就说奴隶。
Or how about the autistic son card?
那说到我的儿子的那个。
In 1975, about 8,000 fathers were dealt the autistic son card.
大概呢有。八千人都面对同样的一个问题。
When I heard that we were having a boy as a first child, I was very excited. I was thinking about, oh God, please give me someone like Michael Chang, the great tennis player, or Jeremy Lin, the great basketball player. And I could just see.God said, here's all the sons you could get. Pick a card, Lee. You pick a card. What kind of a son do you want?
当我有我第一个儿子的时候，我是非常的兴奋的。我希望我的儿子呢，都像那些打网球的最出名的，还是打篮球的最出名的。
Oh, I really want a Michael Chang or Jeremy Lin card.
那是那个圣灵的，还是那个打网球的
？But instead, my card that I picked was autistic and profoundly mentally handicapped for life.
但是竟然我儿子呢，竟然是有残障的。
Two ways to play this card.
那怎么去回应呢
？You can say, "Oh, why me?"We blame. Do I do something to deserve this?
那我们可以说，哎，为什么是我啊？为什么我得到的是这么烂的牌啊
？Or I can say, like many young people say, Christianity does not work. Look what God has given me in life.
我们可以说，哎，基督教呢对我没有意义了。
Instead, we should realize.That this seemingly tragic birth is neither a sign of God's favor or disfavor.
但其实我所遭遇的情况不是说神爱我还是神不爱我。
My response is to consider this as a privilege from God, and I say, okay, give me this card. I'm going to play this card as the best of any dad who has.An autistic son.
那我就对神说了，嘿，就给我这个牌，让我呢就好像是世上最好的父亲对我的儿子一样待他。
I'll play this card to give you the maximum glory. I would like to say to God.
我希望我能够在我和儿子的关系上给你最大的荣耀。
I have a friend in Hong Kong who prayed that he can be dealt a martyr card.
我有一个香港的朋友，他希望呢做一个殉道士的一个牌。
You cannot make yourself a martyr. It has to be decided for you by outside circumstances.
如果你要做一个殉道的人。其实是外在的环境。
There's a book called Fox's Book of Martyrs that shows people who felt it's a real privilege to be chosen or picked to get the martyr card.
就有一本书就讲到这个问题，其实是一个特权来，你可以做一个殉道的人。
So getting the martyr card.Like some of the Christians in China receive, not necessarily a good card or a bad card, because it depends on how you play the card.
你得到这牌不一定是好事或是坏事，就看你怎么样去回应。
You can play it with dignity. Hold your head up with honor as you face your death.
你可以呢蛮有尊严的把这个身份做好。
Or you can face martyrdom like a sniveling coward showing so much love for the world and your fear of facing death.
你也可以呢做一个贪生怕死的人，面对那个死刑的威胁。
Or what if you get the rich person card?
又说你得到那个有钱人的牌。
I have used to be a stockbroker in Hong Kong for working for Goldman Sachs, and many of my clients, most of my clients, say.I am a fortunate man. I did not really deserve all the money. And they thought that it was fortune or providence or luck that they became wealthy.
我在香港的时候是做一个股票经纪的。我有很多客人呢，他们说我是蛮幸运的，我呢得到很多的财富。
So what if your father is very rich and you have to play?The wealthy son card.
那假如说你的父亲是蛮有钱的人，你就有一个有钱人的卡。
This is hard card to play, very hard card.
这个呢其实是不容易打得好的一个牌。
Because the Bible says those who are rich in this world tend to think that God must favor them, and it causes them to think.They are better than poorer people.
很多有钱人很容易觉得自己是了不起的，就看不起人。
In fact, the Bible says, though instruct those who are rich in this present world not to be conceited or to fix their hope on uncertainty of riches, but fix their hope on God.
圣经就明告诉我们，不要把我们的眼睛盯在世上的钱财上，要盯在神所赐的永生上面走。
Instruct them to do good, to be rich in good works, to be generous and ready to share. 1 Timothy chapter 6.
在提摩太前书第六章就告诉我们，应该呢。
There are two ways to play the rich man's card.
那应该怎么有两个方法去打这个牌
？One to be arrogant and proud, believe in the illusion that you are in control of your life, like the rich fool in the parable in Luke 12.
一个呢是蛮有高傲的，就打这个牌。
This parable shows what God thinks about this response of a rich man, and He said, "Tonight, after you die, your barns and your bumper crop will who will it go to?"
在路加福音第十一章里头，就告诉一个有钱人，他的仓。库呢都满了，他就对自己的灵魂说
：“Or the rich man can be humble, ever aware of his stewardship responsibility, focus on eternity, be generous to other people, and work on his character.”
也可以呢，从另外一个角度，是发现很。做一个慷慨的人，一热心去周济穷人，而且呢，要寻求神的事情。
Now does God expect the same out of from every Christian?
是不是神对我们每一个基督徒都有同样的要求
？No, because everybody plays a different D value, so He does not expect the same.
因为我们每一个人所收到的地都不同了，所以神对我们的要求当然也不同了。
Now, some of you might be wondering, where is this in the Bible?
那你说圣经里头哪里说这些话？
I had about 15 verses for my wife cut out 2/3 of them. Too long, a sermon's too long.
大概有十五节经文讲这些问题，是从我太太里头一个小纸里头。
Matthew 7 says, "In the same way you judge others, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured unto you."
马太福音第七章就说，用什么量器量给人，神就要用什么量器量给你。
It's like going through life and God putting a tape recorder around your neck and it's recording everything you think and everything you say, and you say, look at that guy, look at the way he drives, that's a horrible, look at the way he treats his wife, look at the way he's never home to work with his kids. That only goes into the tape recorder so that God knows when you are a hypocrite and you do not do the very things that you know better.
那就好像我们都有录音机，都有录像机，把我们一生的行为呢都记录清楚，就可以看出我们有没有做一个假冒伪善的人。
Luke 12:48 says, "To whom everyone who has been given much, much will be expected." And from the one who has been entrusted with much, much more will be asked.
就好像我们今天所读的经文，路加福音第十二章，多给谁就向谁多要，多托谁就向谁多要。
2 Peter 2:21 says it would be better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than having known it to turn away from the holy commandment handed to them.
也好像彼得书信里头也讲到这个问题。
My modern translation of 2 Peter 2 to the young people in our churches.
彼得后书有一个这样的翻译。
It would be better for you not to have been born into a Christian family and been taught the ways of God than to having been born into a Christian family to turn away from the blessings of God handed to you.
那不如呢你不是在基督徒家庭长大，那表现呢比较没有那么高啊。如果神让你在基督徒家庭长大，他对你的要求就高了。
Hebrews 10:26 says, "If we go on sinning willfully after receiving the knowledge of truth, there is no longer a sacrifice for sins." Hebrews 10:26-29.
希伯来书第十章26-29节就说犯罪多的。
Does God expect the same from every Christian or from every person for that matter?
神是不是要求对每个人都一样啊？
No,
no. 是的。
Because of the handicap system, God does not judge all Christians in the same way.
因为这个残障的系统呢，神就对我们每个人的要求就有不同了。
He expects different responses from different Christians depending upon how much they know and the particular hand they have been dealt.
那就根据他所给你的，神对你的要求就有不同了。
This is what I call God's handicap system.
这个就是我所讲的那个残障系统。
This doctrine of God's handicap system is not often seen in the Bible, but I have started to look for them, and I can't believe how many verses there are in the Bible talking about God's uses handicap to judge you before you go to eternity.
那我就发现圣经里头其实是蛮多的经文是这样讲的。
I had a handout to give you. I forgot to bring it. Many of my favorite verses. There's so many. I just had my top 10 favorite verses. I'll try to give it to the pastor later for him to hand out.
我有一个纸头啊，就记录了十个我最喜欢的经文，把这个事情讲完的。
So let me repeat my definition of the handicap system.
那我在这里再强调一下，我这个关乎这个残障系统一些特点。
Our behavior this side of heaven gets evaluated by God.And has ramifications for rewards in heaven.
我们今天在世上的回应呢，其实在天上都有记录的。神要根据我们的在世上的表现来给我们奖赏。
This evaluation by God is not done on an absolute basis, but is done on a relative basis. That is, it's an evaluation.Of how you execute what he expects from what you have received from him as gifts and the burdens also that he has given you.
那神既然是一个公正的神，他就会根据你所得到的是多少，你的回应是多少，不是一个绝对的，应该这样才可以，是根据你所得到的。
Now let me give you some implications of this handicap system. What difference does it make?
那带来的具体意义是什么呢？
Circumstances, handle them with hope.
那个对于环境里头呢，我们应该有一个盼望在里头。
You need not be the victim of your circumstances.They are neutral. They are like cards that God has dealt to you. He is in control of what happens to you.
其实你所碰到的环境，你不要气馁，因为呢，其实这个是神给你一个考验。
Your responsibility is to play the hand with faith and to the glory of God.
你的功夫呢，就是要。顺着本分，把你的牌，把你的功夫做好。
Self-image, you should appreciate yourself.
你应该对自己有一个好的印象。
So many things about your life you did not get a chance to vote on.
就是有很多生活里头的事情是你左右不了的。
Things like your height, color of your hair, your race, your attractiveness, how smart you are, everything like that has been dealt to you by a Heavenly Father who has a purpose in everything He has given to us.
就好像你的高度、你的长相跟你的家庭环境，不是你可以控制得了的。
And every one of us has a unique or different purpose, not the same for all of us.
那我们每个人所有的都是特的。
But there have been no accidents with God, no flawed models that God has created. He is proud of every one of us.
神对我们每一个人都是充满对他来说都不是意外，都是他预料里头的事。
And we are unique. We are worthwhile. We have an equal chance as anyone to please God in heaven. And God is rooting for us, and He's going to use the handicap system to judge us.
那神就我们都有同样的机会去讨神的喜悦，就看我们怎么样运用我们手上的机会。
About holiness, we should never give up on trying to be more holy.
讲到圣洁，我们每一个人都应该尽力去过圣洁的生活。
Sin must always be battled. You can never rest on relative comparisons.
那罪是我们每一天都要面对，要挣扎，要去面对这个问题。
Some of us in church, we just quit the fight. We quit the battle. We look around and say, oh, I'm pretty good compared to this guy or that guy.
你不能说，哎，我看我旁边的人，我比他好，所以我就不用那么站稳我的立场，过圣洁的生活了。
Or you might say, I am a special situation. It makes it impossible for me to be a good Christian. I have a father that gave me this gene or that gene. All special cases are handicapped by God.
那我，你不能说，哎，我有一个背景，我的家庭不好，或者是我的父亲，或者是我的基因叫我有这样这个样的反应，所以呢，我不用努力去面对罪的问题了。
Judging other people, we should never do it.
我们也不能够用这个看法去。Why?
Because you don't know the hand they're playing. You don't know the D value. You only see their end, but you don't know what is the D value of the hand they're playing. That's why you cannot judge other people.
我们不能去这样判定人，因为我们不知道他所实际生活的情况是怎么回事。In
fact, we should stop using all comparison to evaluate yourself.
事实上，我们也不能用这样的比较去衡量自己。All
comparison is illegitimate because it is no good to compare each other's end factors, because you have to use it relative to the D.
因为呢，其实我们都要根据我们得到的牌是怎么回事来做出衡量。That's
why it is unbiblical to think that God expects the same from all of us.
所以呢，不是说神对我们每一个人的要求都只有一个模样。Judging
is especially risky since all it does is it guarantees to God that you know the difference between good and bad, right and wrong.
如果我们去审判人，就好像我们都知道一切了。
The Bible warns us against judging others because it will set up God saying to you, you have no excuse when you do the same thing. You should know better.
那神，圣经就警告我们，当我们去审判人的时候，神也要用这样的方法去审判我们。
A good way to avoid being a hypocrite is just don't judge anybody.
一个简单的方法，不去做那个假冒为善的人，就是不去审判人。Retirement,
there's no such thing.
退休其实没有这个事情。Can
you quit the purpose that God has put you on this earth for?
你可以把神交到你侍奉他这个事情退休吗？
As long as you have breath to breathe, you are in the business of representing God on this earth, and you should live and try your best to bring Him glory with your life.
只有你一时尚全，我们都要荣耀我们的上帝。
You don't pull off the road and live a purposeless life.
我们不是把我们的手套拿去，然后我们做我们自己喜欢的。
Every day that God gives you to live becomes a part of the denominator, D, of your life, and you must live each day in your end to the glory of God just to stay even, because you are accountable for every day God gives you.
每一天其实就是神给我们的一个机会，就是我们的D，我们要做出回应，回应神给我们的恩典。
Retirement is not biblical. Every day that God gives us to live must be lived for His purpose.
每一天我退休不是神给我们的一个态度，是我们每一天都要回应他给我们人生的目的。
Regarding accomplishments, we should not manipulate things.
我们不可以掌控事情。
The world considers the bottom line as most important, but God looks at how you do what you do, not the bottom line what you do.
世界的要求呢就不太一样了。
The end never justifies the means with God, since He controls all.
我们不可以把我们的目的来确定我们所做的都是对还是错。
Reward in eternity is based on process, not product. That's the handicap system.
我们的评价呢是根据我们在那个过程里头怎么去做，不是单单我们的目标有没有达到。
That's why people say God is responsible for the final results on earth. You are responsible for how you do it, or the process, your attitude, your faith, and your character.
那就是说神自己会负责那个结果，我们的责任就是在过程里头我们怎么去回应神。
If we think we are evaluated on our accomplishments, we will tend to manipulate things, use people to gain things. Instead, the Christian job is to use things to gain people.
其实我们不能如果我们一直盯着那个结果，我们就会使用人去达成我们的目标。但是神的意思不是这样，神就希望我们用我们身边的每一个机会。
And finally, about the Bible, don't read it.
关于读圣经。
Hard to translate that one, huh? Don't read the Bible.
不要读圣经。
That is, unless you are willing to take seriously the things of God's revelation as to how it applies to your life.
除非你认真的要去把它应用到你的生活里头。
God kept the Bible back for so much of history, only since around 1850s or 1840s with the Gutenberg printing press, did the Bible become available. And I wonder, why is that? Why do you prevent the Bible from going into the hands of people?
其实在很久以前，圣经里头不是一般人能看到的，是1850年后才普遍的可以给信徒可以读。
I think it's because of the handicap system. That's why God held the Bible back.
我觉得其实就是那个残障者的系统，神呢就把那个圣经呢好像收起来一样。
The Bible has been given to us during these times because it's harder to be a Christian with the more temptations that are facing us.
我们今天所碰到的困难其实是蛮多的，那个试探是蛮大的，所以呢就需要有圣经在我们身边。
It's dangerous for our kids if we have Bibles in the house because they are responsible in the fact that they grew up in a home that promoted the Bible, and if they didn't read it and didn't apply it, because of the handicap system, they will be judged for that, whether they go to heaven or hell.
比如说我们今天是家庭里头有圣经，其实是蛮危险的，因为如果我们的小朋友在这个成长的过程里头没有把圣经应用到生活里头，其实他是会被神审判的。
Well, Billy Graham said this, I quote,It's not what I don't know about the Bible that scares me. It's about what I do know about the Bible that scares me.
Billy Graham 就曾经说过，不是我不知道圣经叫我害怕，是我知道圣经却不去行，这个就叫我害怕。
Also, willful neglect of reading the Bible if you grew up in a Christian home, that is purposeful laziness resulting in not reading it will definitely be factored into your end value in the judgment of God because of the handicap system.
如果我们有意去拒绝去遵行圣经，在我们审判的时候，我们所碰到的问题就大大成就，按照这个标准来审判我们。
So let me close in prayer.
让我们一起献上祷告。
Father God, we thank you, and we always thank you for all the blessings that you give us.
主啊，我们谢谢你，我常常感谢你赐给我们一切恩惠。
And we thank you for creating us and giving us the gifts that you have given us.
我谢谢你，你给我的一切恩惠。
And we thank you for all circumstances that have surrounded our lives, and we know that they are neutral.
我也为到我生活里头所遭遇的一切来献上感谢，因为这些都是不是说你爱我还是不爱我。
But thank you for the important principle that there is a judgment in eternity for the kind and how we lived our life with the many gifts that you have given us.
我谢谢你给我这个准则，让我知道你在永生里头是怎么样审判我们的。
We pray for our church that it should be known as that we should be known as people with a purpose.
我求你用我们的教会，让世人都看到我们是一个有为你而用的一个目标。
And let our purpose be with mindfulness to give you back for all the blessings and gifts that you have given us.
让我们逃避，不去回应你，或是你给我们的多，我们付出的少。
Gratefully, we are your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
感谢你，奉主耶稣基督圣名祈求。Amen.